Amazon is launching same day prescription delivery in New York and Los Angeles. This is a big one, you guys. According to CNBC, the prescriptions are offered via Amazon's online pharmacy service, which launched in 2020. Amazon Pharmacy, born out of the company's 2018 acquisition of online pharmacy PillPack. It was 2018 that they acquired that. That's so long ago. Man. It allows customers to order prescription medications for home delivery with free shipping for Prime members. To speed up deliveries, Amazon said it's using new, smaller facilities stocked with the most common prescription medications for acute conditions. The locations are equipped to process a prescription, end quote, within a matter of minutes rather than hours or days, end quote, according to Amazon. Abhinav, we're going to go to you again on this one. To what extent, similar to our first question, do you think that Walgreens and CVS should be quaking in their boots hearing this news?
A lot.
Yeah, me too.
A lot.
Me too.
A lot.
My friend.
This one is easy one.
Quarter of the day.
Yeah.
A lot is the answer here. So they acquired, Amazon acquired PillPack in 20. I'm surprised that it took them, what, close to 6 years to get to the point that they are, but finally they're here. Mm-hmm. After sort of I read this headline yesterday, I went on Amazon and sort of played around with their experience of buying the product and sort of tested it out on one of the medications that I take. I think it's a game changer, same day delivery, because earlier when it is a 2 day delivery, okay, for refills it works, but you visit a doctor and they give you prescription and they tell you, hey, you have to eat it in the evening. You can't play in that with them. Mm-hmm. And so now you got same day delivery. And for whatever reason, CVS, my local CVS hates me. Every time I go to them, there is some sort of a snafu that happens. They hate me. I mean, literally, every time I go there, first of all, I hate spending time in stores. I walk in and I have to wait. For some reason or the other, something goes wrong. Anyway, that all aside, from an experience perspective, I played around with my medication, and slightly cheaper on Amazon Pharmacy than what I paid last month. I checked up on, and so it was slightly cheaper. It wasn't significantly cheaper, but it was slightly cheaper from what I paid. So that's one thing. The second is, like, for example, when you look online, CVS and Walgreens do not provide any information on prescription pricing or drugs or whatever else it is. You go to Amazon and you search for it.
Yeah,
you see everything. Right there. They tell you everything. Mm-hmm. This is where the industry mm-hmm. is going to go. They mm-hmm. are rolling out their playbook that they have rolled out in every other category. Mm-hmm. I'm going to increase price transparency. I'm going to make it very, very easy for you to shop online. And I'm going to just deliver this product to you as fast as I can.
Yeah.
As fast as you, not I can. Eventually, I'll figure out a way to deliver it to you as soon as you need it.
Yes.
And that's the playbook that they're rolling out. So CVS and Walgreens should be quaking in their boots. And any other PBM, pharmacy benefits manager, should be quaking in Express yeah. Scripts, should be shaking in their boots.
Yeah, that's true. It's bigger than just the brick and mortar retailers. Ben, what are your thoughts? Do you agree with what Abhinav's saying, especially from a younger millennial perspective? Like, are you going to move all your prescriptions now to Amazon Online Pharmacy?
And search for them via TikTok too, right, Ben?
Yes, yes.
That's what I did this morning. I searched for my prescription on TikTok. It didn't quite work as I had hoped. I completely agree. This is a huge deal for CVS and Walgreens. Yeah. It hinges on the adoption. 2018 purchase, 2020 rollout for 2024. It's been a slow burn, and it's going to require pulling me out of my routine. I know my routine. I go to Duane Reade here in Brooklyn, and I know I have to wait for 20 minutes, and for some reason I'm okay with it. But now I don't have to be okay with it anymore. Yeah. And I think that's the click that'll happen. I think mm-hmm. also be really interesting, if I'm shopping for a shirt on Amazon, I get another suggested shirt. As Amazon learns about, customers' medical profiles, how will they be able to leverage AI and machine learning to
diets
preemptively provide additional prescriptions that you know you don't know you need or haven't been prescribed. I think that is that could be a huge unlock here in the future as well.
So many opportunities there. I didn't even think about that, Ben. It's so smart. Like all of the other things, like you have a prescription for strep throat, like you start serving up cough medicine or other things like surrounding that. It's and all delivered in that time frame that Abhinav was talking about. Chris, where do you land?
Yeah, I mean, I think I don't have much to add here. I mean, I think the interesting point to me is that we all think the pill pack acquisition was too long ago. I mean, that shows you where our minds are. It goes back to that quote of we overestimate the change that'll happen in the short term and underestimate the change that'll happen in the long term. Because, you know, as I'm listening to Ben talk, I'm like, oh my God, there's still so much more change coming here in the long term. What I go back to too is what Abhinav said, like compared to Walgreens for me, like, you know, I love Walgreens online offering, you know, and through their app, but you know, a lot of times the prescriptions are 5 days, 5 business days. And so when you travel as much as I do, that's a big risk to take. Mm-hmm. And so I end up having to go in the store. I don't want to. And so hopefully this galvanizes the entire industry to start meeting the expectations that Amazon is going to require that they meet because the customers are going to start to demand it. So yeah, I think it's big news. The last point I'd make is even before this story broke, in all of our travels, a lot of people are talking about Amazon's impact on pharmacy. Like it's just starting to be talked about pretty regularly. This is big too. This is a big headline too. And the question will be how quickly they roll it out, right?
Right.
How quickly does it come to Minneapolis?
I think the last thing too, Chris, that I'll throw in here is we talked about this with Andrea Lee back at Shop Talk. She was asking us that same question. Like what do you think this does to drug? But the other key component here is what Ben was saying about all of the items around that trip that you're waiting 20 minutes, as Abhinav was saying, in line for your prescription. It's all locked up. You have to wait for every single thing that you're ordering. And now, again, you're pushing all of this stuff to a much more simple, frictionless experience. And now that I don't have to wait 2 days for that stuff. I can get all the things I need in one trip. And they're recommended to me without me even thinking about it. Like, this is brilliant. And drone delivery is also part of this too. So you think about that, those use cases of being able, what they're also testing with drone delivery of these prescriptions and accompanying goods. Like, that's going to be another huge impact, like you're saying, Chris, that we haven't even come across.
That's a great point, Anne. Yeah, if I have to go into the store and things are also behind glass, which wasn't even in my consideration set, like 100%, that's going to make a huge difference for me.